Friday, July 23rd, 2010, the square Balbriggan, a protest against deportation of the Adoniram family.
This is wrong. It does nothing you would take away from all I have written today. Take this. My ultimate wish is to be granted permission to stay in this country with my family, to be able to go to school and hang with my friends again like any other teenager can. Please, I need my life back. I deeply appreciate everyone's time and energy for my sake, especially those classmates who decided not to take this and stand up for me. Words cannot describe how I feel truly. Till we meet again, thanks and God bless, Bola. So what do we want now?
The only thing that will reverse the decision now is for an intervention from the Minister for Justice. Now, how would that happen, considering that this minister and this government has already deported a lot of people? Well, the first thing is by coming out today, you've made it different. You've made this family not a statistic. They're a real family with real contributions and real human beings whose lives are at stake here. So we need to get that message across. I think the idea of going to the Minister for Justice office up the road in Dundalk and bringing this issue to his face, making him see the human face of the decisions he's making, is very, very important. I think it's great that there have been some parents here and particularly some teachers here. I think if the teachers' unions and other community groups again contact the Minister, that too can happen.
Keen, there's a deportation order for Bola, is that correct?
Yeah.
When can it come into force?
It's already in force since last Wednesday when the High Court's application failed and the order for deportation was given that day and his father was deported that night.
What age is Bola?
He's 16 now.
He's in school here in Balbriggan?
Yeah, he goes to school with me.
How integrated is he in the community?
Very integrated. As you can see, there's a good mix of people here tonight. Everyone is friends with Bola. He's so involved with everything and he's really loved in the community.
How many years is his family here?
He's here 6 years now with his family.
Right. And the campaign is taking it to the Minister for Justice next week?
Yeah, hopefully.
Right, and that you're going to put pressure on Dermot Ahern up in his constituency at his office probably?
Yeah. To reverse the deportation order for all the family and to reunite them back here in Ireland.
Over the next few days, over the weekend, what can people do if they want to help out in this case?
People can get in touch with us through adinaroncampaign@gmail.com and join the campaign and show the support for Bola.
Just give us that email address again.
It's Adiniron, which is spelled A-D-E-N-I-R-A-N. So adinaroncampaign@gmail.com.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Good protest here today.
It's a tremendous show of solidarity from the friends and the young people of Balbriggan, of this young man and the family in question. So, yeah, I think it was a great start to the campaign. Clearly, a lot of the young people are totally shocked at what the government would do to, you know, separate a family in this way and carry out such a barbaric measure. I think it's opened a lot of people's eyes and a lot of people are really angry and are going to take it a step further.
I thought we had precedents here with the case in Castleknock from a number of years ago. Why are the government pursuing this policy?
Unfortunately, this is an everyday occurrence, but for an awful lot of people it just happens without the general public knowing. The difference in this case is that some friends of Bola's took the initiative to bring this to the public eye and to show people that no, this isn't just a statistic or a nameless family. This is people, individuals, humans with achievements, with a contribution to make, and it's really kind of enraged people. So I think you're right in that the fact that that type of public pressure before resulted in a young man in Palmerstown being allowed to stay and complete his education is, at the very least, we'd be expecting something like that out of this case, and the pressure would be being demanded on Ahern to make the call and on the government TDs to intervene with their party colleague and get him to make the call.
Councillor Claire Daly, thank you very much.